Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. I am Chris Tidball, Executive Claims Consultant with Second Look, where we routinely find our insurance clients millions of dollars. On our podcast, we showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. We believe that all of our guests have a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show and we will reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Welcome to Insurance Claims Innovation. With me are Taylor Rowell, a litigation specialist with Secura Insurance, and Chris Dunnels, an attorney with Dunbar Munroe. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. As we get started, let's tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, how you got into the insurance space. Taylor, do you want to go first?
Yeah. So I'm a litigation specialist, basically a claims adjuster handling litigated files.
Okay.
So I essentially started in the insurance call center and just worked my way up from there. I just, being in the call center, I was exposed to all the different departments of insurance, which was really cool. And had the opportunity to choose what path I wanted to pursue. Okay. So I dove into personal lines, commercial lines, and then from there, farm and ag, specialty lines. So all the different types, besides work comp. Comp is like the one line I'm probably not at the top of my list.
Not interested in dog bites and
things. Work comp, I don't know. It's a different type of policy and just coverage. And I definitely like the liability world, the casualty world, but at Secura, pretty much everything filters up to our legal department except work comp. So I lucked out there. So no offense to all the work comp people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do a lot of work comp in our world. Okay. And I bring up dog bites because we do a lot of delivery. It is a different world for sure.
Right.
Especially for a guy that I came up in the world of auto. So Chris, how about you?
So I'm a civil litigation defense attorney. So easiest to say insurance defense, but many first party self-insured folks, if they get sued in Mississippi, I'd say 80% of what I do is trucking litigation. The other maybe 15 would be just general liability, premises, slip and falls,
construction,
and things like that. And then just so as we continue to just pile on, no work comp. So I don't do any comp.
No work comp.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Couldn't help you with it, but almost anything else, any kind of bodily injury claim, I can defend in Mississippi.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, who said if you sue it?
Yeah, if you can sue it, I can defend it.
There you go.
So our little Better Call Chris kind of.
Maybe.
Okay. So you guys are here at CLM. You did a negotiation workshop. So tell us a little bit about that.
So this was our second year doing it. It's a 4-hour pre-conference workshop. So the conference, I think, officially really started today with all of the substance, but they had two different workshops yesterday. They had a insurance coverage workshop and then ours, which is a negotiation workshop to teach individuals who are coming in, whether they're attorneys or claims adjusters, different tools they can use in negotiating litigated or pre-litigated claims.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have adjusters are trained, right? Lawyers are trained. Why would they need a negotiation workshop?
Well, not everyone's good at negotiating.
Okay.
So what was really cool about our workshop is we went into the psychology of negotiating, how personalities can cause an impasse with negotiating. So it really dove a lot deeper than you traditionally think exchanging numbers.
Right.
But we also had a mediator on our panel. So different perspectives from an attorney, an insurance carrier, and a mediator. It was very interactive, a lot of open discussion. So
yeah. And for the law side, yes, you might take a class on negotiation, but no one really teaches you how to apply some of those skills into claims defense and into claims litigation management. So that was the idea of taking some of these concepts that maybe exist in law school or exist in training for the various insurance companies and then putting all of that together in the workshop. This wasn't just a panel. So this was a learning by doing. So the participants were coming in and going through actual exercises to negotiate amongst themselves.
So did you have scenarios where they were like given, here's your number, and see who like can actually get the best settlement?
To a degree, we had fact patterns. So we had fact patterns. We didn't have secret facts. So everything was out in the open.
Okay.
But they were given sides and they were told later to switch sides with in the same fact pattern and to try to use the skills that we went over in the workshop and apply them to those facts.
What was really important is we started at a pre-suit level too, which we tried to make it as realistic as we see claims.
Right.
We come into the casualty property department, and as the adjuster, like, we're dealing directly with the claimant. And
right.
so giving even just the adjusters tools before it gets litigated out and we have to involve defense counsel. And also with our fact patterns, we added to them. So
okay.
they started very like bare bones, like
uh-huh.
case comes in, you have minimal facts, but also addressing what are the risks and if it continues, because we know the longer a case is open, the more expensive it's going to get, both for indemnity and defense costs. So there's a lot to consider, and always you're supposed to always be evaluating the claim
oh, yeah.
for those potential, you know, opportunities to settle. So we continue to add on more facts, just as you would
right.
through discovery, depositions, and the facts are getting worse. So it's like, all right, the severity more extreme. Yeah.
So when it comes to adjusting, from an adjuster perspective, what do you think the biggest challenges are to being an effective negotiator?
Yeah, I think at every level, it's a little different. So when a case first comes in, there's just a lot of emotion, like being a frontline adjuster,
right.
you know, even at the call center, like we're dealing with a lot of emotion. And we're trying to evaluate and get statements, recorded interviews, and trying to just analyze and evaluate what are we dealing with here.
Right.
So I think it's hard sometimes because the claimants are trying to, they're so unsure of what to do. They're not, obviously they haven't filed a claim before.
Right.
So it's just balancing the emotion while trying to retrieve information and do our own type of discovery.
Right.
So just understanding what the needs are, getting the medical records while basically holding the claimant's hand. It can be tricky.
Yeah. How about from a legal perspective?
So the biggest challenge, I'd say, probably for a lot of people is just uncomfort, like
yeah.
just not being familiar with this idea and then getting thrust into it immediately. And a lot of people also, too, they'll have their one style, the way they like to negotiate, and they aren't really able or willing to change it. You know, you hear the saying that if the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So if you only have one style, you try to apply it every single time,
right.
even if it's not appropriate. So that's probably one of the biggest things that I've seen with new and younger attorneys.
They often talk about in negotiations win-win, but you're dealing in the world of claims, it's adversarial. So is win the way to go, or what's the best approach to negotiating a claim for the best outcome?
What's your take? I have mine too.
That's funny because we talked about this a little yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we always hear from mediators that if you're both unhappy, you're reaching a settlement. So
right.
it's when both parties get out of their authority per se, then you can reach a settlement. But I don't know. I think it's possible to, we've been able to reach settlements and still be happy.
Yeah, I agree. So you also hear the best deal is the one where both sides are upset. I don't think that has to be the case. Maybe sure, and sometimes, but I think more often than not, you can reach a okay settlement that both sides are happy with, that both sides feel like the right amount of injuries have been properly compensated.
Yeah. So now this is fascinating stuff. And if people wanted to learn more about your negotiation workshop, is this available anywhere?
He teaches the class. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a law professor that also teaches in class.
Okay.
But this is the second year. So hopefully we'll have good news soon about whether there's going to be a third year. And if people want to come to the CLM annual, they should look out for advertisements from CLM that
okay.
might be advertising, hopefully, the third annual negotiation workshop.
Absolutely. No, this is fascinating stuff. And thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Insurance Claims Innovation. Are you interested in being a guest on our show? We would love to have you. Visit us at go.secondlook.net/podcast-guest. Please share Insurance Claims Innovation with others on social media and provide rave reviews about our guests. The goal of Insurance Claims Innovation is to showcase others in the insurance claims arena who are using cutting-edge technology to gain a competitive advantage. Follow us at Insurance Claims Innovation and subscribe to our podcast. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Second Look, Inc. Interested in learning more? Stop by our website at www.secondlook.net. Again, thank you for joining us today. My name is Chris Tidball, and I hope you found this to be time well spent.